me. Bobby talked to him, and he read me the way he proposes to write this and asked me to comment on it. I think he's done it very well, and that there's it reflects credit on all concerned, but there's one aspect of it that I want to check with you personally, Mr. President, because I think your judgment will be better than mine. Let me give you an outline of what he said, that it is that the Attorney General has let it be known that, or it is understood that the Attorney General will not be recommended by the President or nominated by the President in the event that Lodge comes home. The two men are known to have talked about it. It is known that the Attorney General offered to go. The President is known to have expressed his view that in terms of qualifications, the Attorney General is about the best man for the job.
No. I don't want to say that at all.
You don't want to say
that? I haven't said anything like that. I told the Attorney General to please call Scotty Reston and tell him he wrote me and told me that he, if he was a resignation, that he was available to go, that he would volunteer to go.
Yeah.
That I immediately called him and told him under no circumstances would I consider him for the task, period. That I would need him here and didn't want him to think of going. That's all I want them to say, because I don't want to say that I consider him the best qualified man for the post, because I frankly don't.
Oh, I thought you'd said that to me one time.
No,
I'm the source of that.
No.
The other thing he's hanging it on is your unwillingness to put a man whose family have been in such danger in danger himself.
Not at all. I don't want to say that at all. That hadn't got anything to do with it. I just told him when I got his letter that it was a fine thing and I appreciated it very much, but I couldn't under any circumstances consider it. He asked me today if I wouldn't consider you, and I said no. Bobby told me that again.
I put him up to that.
I told him no, but I think we got all we can do here, but I just wish that, by God, a responsible guy like Scotty.
Now, Mr. President, let me hasten to say that he is going on what I told him is my opinion, and he's turning it into your opinion, and he's given me a fair shot at it, and I think I can shoot it down.
Well, he didn't give us a fair one on that one this morning,
because if he did,
I'd have told him what happened, that we're not considering him. What I would like for him to say is that the rumors that he was being considered for this thing are completely out of the question. I don't want Bobby or anybody else to get a lot of feeling in the country that I'm trying to send him, banish him to the aisle.
Yeah. What is your reason for not considering him, ma'am? What shall I say to Reston on that?
Well, my reason for not considering him is that I want him to stay right where he is.
Nothing else.
I think it'd just be controversial as hell on the Hill. It's another good reason.
Yeah.
But I don't want to say that. I don't want to cut the guy.
No, you can't say that.
Same reason. There's a lot of reasons. That just like Gilpatrick thing would not go good.
Sure.
And same problems we have on the vice presidency. Bobby's a very, very controversial character in this country. And I don't want this to be a Democratic campaign manager's thing, but I don't want to say that to Reston.
No.
I want this man to be above political matters of any kind and not to have been in any wars with Democrats or Republicans.
Yeah.
And I want him said, if I have to tell him, I will. If not, you tell him that Bobby Kennedy, when the articles were being written, that Lodge might come home before the convention, maybe about Oregon, when he was doing so well, Bobby Kennedy wrote me a note.
Mm-hmm. Actually, he wrote it later than that.
Well, let's see.
It was just last week, I think.
He didn't date it. Yes, he does. Wait a minute. No, it's not dated. I just wanted to make sure. Well, I don't want to, you see, though, careful, I don't want to admit that Lodge is coming home at all.
No, I know it.
I just want to make sure that you understood that if you wish me to go to Vietnam in any capacity, I would be glad to do so.
Yeah. Okay.
Now that's the sentence. Now just take that. I just wanted to make sure that you understood that if you wish me to go to Vietnam in any capacity, I'd be glad to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about how important it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so forth. Now, that's the only sentence that's important. Immediately upon receipt of that, the President called him and told him that he appreciated very much his volunteering to help out there in any capacity, but under no circumstances did he desire to assign him to relieve him of his present responsibilities.
Right.
And this period.
Right.
And
okay. I'll deal with it. He'll put some of the others in as his own thoughts or as other people's thoughts, but not
yours. Tell him to talk to me. Let me ask him. If he's going to mess it up again, it's worse to leave it. I'd rather leave it where he screwed it up this morning.
Let me talk to him first.
Just tell him that I'd be very glad to tell him that I said that if he'll just call me on the phone when he goes talking about what I'm doing, offering men jobs like that, he can confirm it in 1 minute, and I'll tell him the honest truth and tell him off the record or give it to him. But
he did call me yesterday, and I stonewalled because I just didn't. I should probably have checked back with you then.
Please tell him, because he's that column does me damage politically and otherwise, and I just don't want him to do it. And this one's going to do more if
it isn't right.
That's right.
Okay.
Tell him to call me. I'd like to talk to him.
Right.